heard in over 40 countries and available on over 20 listening platforms. The Crypto Corner is your trusted source for blockchain news. Catch the latest episode each week on iTunes, Spotify, or by telling your smart device to play The Crypto Corner. And don't forget to subscribe for new episodes.
What's up, everybody? Crypto Kid here. And this week, we're talking cultural commodities on the blockchain in the United Arab Emirates and Valet leveraging blockchain technology for the sale of 176,000 tons of iron ore. So strap in and let's talk crypto. On September 3rd, iron ore giant Valet completed its first sale of iron ore using blockchain technology with Nanjing Iron and Steel Group for 176,000 tons of ore from Taluk Rubia Maritime Terminal in Malaysia to China. The letter of credit was issued through the Contour blockchain platform, while the shipping documents an electronic bill of lading via a solution called Cargo Docs, with the entirety of the transaction carried out through a single interface platform consolidated in Contour. The transaction also had the support from DBS Bank and Standard Chartered Bank Malaysia. The integrated transaction allowed for end-to-end security and transparency with real-time visibility of the documentation to all stakeholders, drastically reducing the amount of emails and paperwork exchanged among the parties and providing enhanced user experience through access to a single solution to execute the trade. Valet says this kind of transaction is aligned with Valet's strategy of becoming a more innovative and customer-centered company through greater integration with clients and partnering for the development of new solutions. On September 1st, Portbase, a subsidiary of the ports of Amsterdam and Rotterdam, which manage digital port infrastructure and core processes in the ports, announced that it's completed the first phase of connecting with blockchain-based platform TradeLens. The collaboration between Portbase and TradeLens creates a connection between the Dutch ports and a global ecosystem of carriers, ports, and terminals, and overseas inland providers. Its strong position in the Dutch ports allows Portbase to play an important role in bringing transparency to end-to-end supply chains by providing connected parties with a single point of contact in the Dutch ports. Through Portbase, government notifications and declarations are regulated, and Portbase's existing networks have good geographical coverage for fast and efficient transport. At all times, the data is controlled and managed by the data owner while it remains easily accessible to authorized parties. In its first phase, Portbase will send customs clearance messages for all Maersk containers to TradeLens. The collaboration between Maersk, TradeLens, and Portbase provides enhanced digital offerings for shippers within Northwest Europe. In return, Portbase receives data back from the TradeLens platform. Data will be available in the port community system for community members who have legitimate, permissioned access to the platform and can use the data about each container to enhance their own operations. On August 29th, the United Arab Emirates launched Agriota, a new agricultural commodities trading and sourcing e-market platform that leverages blockchain technology for end-to-end traceability and transparency. Under a new initiative launched earlier this week by the Dubai Multi-Commodities Center and the government of Dubai's Authority on Commodities Trade and Enterprise, millions of Indian farmers will get an opportunity to connect directly with the entire food industry in the UAE, including food processing companies, traders, and wholesalers through the Agriota platform. In addition to end-to-end traceability and transparency, the new platform also leverages blockchain technology for extension structure and last-mile verification purposes. The platform will feature a proprietary banking system with a multi-tier escrow structure, which officials say will guarantee transactions of funds when using the platform. Initially, the platform will offer cereals, oilseeds, fruits, vegetables, spices, and other condiments. According to officials in Dubai, the new platform has the potential to empower local communities, deliver better quality farm-to-shelf products, and expand long-term food security for the UAE. On August 27th, OPEC announced that its secretariat will be hosting the second workshop on energy and information technology on Monday, September 21st via video conference. The aim of the workshop is to discuss and exchange information on a number of key topics relevant to energy technology and innovation. This year's event has a wide-reaching agenda encompassing topics such as the future of blue hydrogen, digitalization of the energy sector, as well as cybersecurity and blockchain technology. A number of experts from OPEC member countries, other oil-producing and consuming nations, international organizations, and leading global corporations will be invited to participate in the workshop. The OPEC Secretary General says the energy industry, particularly the oil sector, has always been eager to utilize and develop the latest cutting-edge technologies to improve efficiency and effectiveness of its operations, along with its environmental credentials. The event, the second of its kind, is part of the OPEC Secretariat's ongoing research program, which holds workshops and technical meetings that act as a forum for discussion and information exchange on some of the energy industry's most important and pressing issues. On September 3rd, Consensus, the company behind MetaMask, announced the launch of the new MetaMask mobile app, which was initially released in public beta over a year ago. Built with dApp discovery in mind, MetaMask Mobile equips smartphone users with the tools to explore and participate securely in Web3. The new MetaMask mobile app offers the normal features of an Ethereum wallet, such as trading tokens and managing your digital assets. However, unlike most standard wallets, MetaMask Mobile also can be used to browse Web3 and discover new dApps anytime, anyplace. Consensus says by enabling mobile access to Web3, they hope the new app creates the opportunity for a whole new generation of smartphone users to access a more transparent and security-focused internet. MetaMask emphasizes the decentralized nature of blockchains, so it doesn't take custody of users' keys. Instead, MetaMask generates passwords and keys on your device, so only you have access to your accounts and data.
Extra bits.
This week, Ethereum Classic suffered yet another 51% attack, seeing the reorganization of more than 7,000 blocks, corresponding to approximately 2 days' worth of mining. A contract awarded from the Department of Defense to aerospace company Raytheon outlines how Raytheon will characterize the applicability and relevance of distributed ledger technology as it pertains to air command and control. Cryptocurrency traders around the world have their eyes set on the 10th largest Bitcoin wallet in existence, which just moved $641 million worth of Bitcoin for a mere $14.50. A select few nodes on the Chainlink network were recently targeted by spam, which aimed to disrupt the network through unnecessary computations on-chain. The attack was, however, unsuccessful, and the nodes continued operating per usual. All right, everybody, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for stopping by, and I hope you have a great weekend.
The Crypto Corner with your host, Crypto Kid.
It is a huge deal.
There are tons of people working on this, from financial institutions to technology companies, startups, and universities.
For the first time in human history, we have the key to unlock our door.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
BTC is currently trading at roughly $10,120. ETH is currently trading at roughly $323. BCH is currently trading at roughly $222. XMR is currently trading at roughly $76. LTC is currently trading at roughly $46. ONT is currently trading at roughly 60 cents. ZRX is currently trading at roughly 42 cents. BAT is currently trading at roughly 23 cents. XRP is currently trading at roughly 23 cents. XLM is currently trading at roughly 7 cents.
Produced on location at Chicken Valve Studio.